What do I have here today? What is this? And what is this? And what is inside of the basket and the tissue? Rubber bands. Can you smell that? What do rubber bands smell like? Can you smell that? Rubber? Yes. That's right. It smells like rubber. Probably smells like bands, too. Yeah. Smell that? David, you smell that? You know, I've never really heard of, rubber band potpourri or anything. Perfumes or colognes or deodorants that are supposed to smell like rubber bands. Well, these are rubber bands, and there are a lot of them. What can you do with rubber bands? You can stretch them, right? What you should not do with them is shoot them at people, right? You never do that, do you? You do? Yeah. Anyone else need to confess? Have you ever done that? This is not good, but my daddy, he said when he was a little boy, he was hyperactive. What that meant was he had a lot of energy. Now, I'm not like him that way, but he was like that, and he used to go to psychiatrists every other week sometimes, different ones, and he was pretty energetic. And he said one of the bad things he used to do when he was a boy, and he wishes he could apologize to her, but she's in heaven now, was his grandma. She used to sit in a wheelchair, and he used to take rubber bands and shoot them at her from behind the sofa in the living room. And he said he wishes he could apologize to her for that, because there's nothing she could do about it. But she would be glad to know that he's a preacher today and a missionary. But she's in heaven, so he wasn't able to apologize to her about that. You should never do that. You should never shoot them at people. But here you have a basket of rubber bands, and I'm going to pass this around. And you can take one or two out if you want and kind of feel them while I talk. But don't shoot them at anybody, okay? Don't do that. Why did I bring these here today? Because they stretch, right? Rubber bands can stretch. Stretching is an important thing. It means you take something and you make it longer and bigger, right? And as that basket goes around, just take one. There's different sizes, but just pick one really fast. We need to, as people, we need to be stretched, don't we? Do we have to get stretched sometimes? Not actually physically stretched, really, but kind of. How do we need to get stretched? The first way we need to stretch, boys and girls, is we need to get stretched physically. Our bodies need to get stretched. We need exercise, right? It's good to do stretches. It's good to do exercise and to work hard. We've talked about hard work, haven't we? We're not going to do that today. But it is important to be stretched and to work harder than you think you can, and sometimes to run farther than you think you can, and to lift things heavier than you think you can, and make sure you're paying attention. We need to be stretched physically, don't we? If you just sit around and don't exercise, is that good for you? No, it's not. But we also need to be stretched in our minds. Our minds need to get stretched. We need to be stretched to learn new things. Would you have a good teacher if they just teach you how to add 1 + 1 every day at school?
No.
You would say, I already know this. You can have one. I already know how to say 1 + 1 because 1 + 1 is? And we don't learn that every day. I need to be stretched. I need to learn something new, right? New things are important to learn. We also need to be stretched to learn more from the Word of God. And I hope that's why you're here today, to learn more from the Word of God so that you can be stretched to know more about what does the Bible say and what does the Bible want me to do. Now, there are some other ways we need to be stretched today. 2 Thessalonians is a good book in the Bible. Let me read something to you from that book. It says in 2 Thessalonians two things that we need to be stretched in. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith grows exceedingly and your love abounds. Now, your love, you see this here? This is a big rubber band, isn't it? And I pulled this one out. it's very long. Because our love needs to be stretched a lot. Now our bodies need to be stretched and our minds need to be stretched. But more than any of those things, our love needs to be stretched, right? It really does. Because we need to be able to love the way Jesus loves. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him would not perish. He died for the whole world. That's a big amount of people. That's a lot of love. And let me ask you, if you just love yourself all the time, is that big love? That's little love. I could take a rubber band like this and wrap it around myself. That's not too big. But if you want to wrap it around all these people, that's a lot of love. And Jesus loves the whole world. Today, when you have all kinds of people around you, do you think you can grow in learning how to love? Think you can do that? The other thing that we need to grow in is our faith. The Bible says our faith grows exceedingly. We need to grow. And we need to understand more and more and more about how big God is, how big and many are his promises, and how many things we can obey him for, and how many ways that he can help us to obey. Do you ever feel like he can't help you obey something? Like that is too hard to do. You ever feel like that? Like he tells you something that's too hard to do, like obey my mother and father all the time? That's too hard to do. No, it's not. And if you listen to the Word of God, you'll find that the Word of God will make your faith grow bigger, and it'll stretch it and stretch it and stretch it. And when you get to have a lot of years, like, where's Mary out there? Everyone see Mary? You want to wave at all the little children, Mary? You see Miss Pinkney out there? See her big smile? She's been through a lot of things. You see that big smile? You know what she's learned? She's been stretched in a lot of ways. See, she knows. Her love has been stretched. Her faith has been stretched in the Word of God. She knows what it means to believe God and to love others and to obey God. Because over the years, she's been stretched and stretched. And God is making her into a wonderful person. And he can do that for you too. So as you listen to the Word of God today, will you let it stretch you in your mind, in your love, and in your faith? Will you do that? Now, before we get down, I need to say two more things. To make sure that we can pay attention, can you stretch your body? Can you do that? Can you stretch your fingers like this? Can you do that? And can you stretch up high like that? Oh, like that. Because that actually helps you to stretch your mind when you stretch your body. It really does. And let me say one more thing. Before the preaching, for the children that are going to stay up here, you know what's going to happen? Is I'm going to actually give you a special note sheet today that can help you to pay attention. So make sure you pay attention for that too and really listen to the preaching today. All right? Okay, you can take your rubber band back with you. If your mother or father says to give it to them, you give it to them. Or you can put it in your pocket and don't play with it during church. But you can use that to remember what we talked about today. Okay? Good job, boys and girls. And there better be nobody getting hit with rubber bands in the service.